Fitting to have you on as we're in the middle of the playoffs, and of course the Montreal Canadiens are still there. And I'm wondering, when you take a look at this team, Guy, and think back to maybe the 1993 Canadiens, do you see some similarities in that the goaltending was really really crucial to that?
A little bit. I mean, I think if you look at back in September. We all had to make our prediction a little bit. And, I was one of those guys that saw the Canadiens fighting for a playoff spot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they surprised a lot of people around. They had an unbelievable season. And, one of the biggest reasons was Carey Price. I mean, goaltending now is such a premium in the NHL. And there was no better this year than Carey. So, it was kind of a little... maybe mind change for Marc Bergevin, just before Christmas. I think he was planning and, trying to fight for a playoff spot, give some experience to a young kid. When they realized that they had a chance to finish first in the NHL, I think they started to make some moves. They got Gonchar and Gilbert and Petry and Mitchell and Flynn. And I think now they're just trying to make a run at the Stanley Cup.
Guy, is there something that mentally separates Carey Price from other goaltenders in the National Hockey League?
It's hard to say. I think it's, genetics, I think, is a big part of it. I think we all saw, and that's the reason why they drafted him, that early, number fifth at the draft. I think they saw something, at this age, he's already big. I think his style of play and the way he handled himself on the ice, I think, goalie, I'm not saying that I understand how goalie are, but, it's a special position, especially now. And there's a lot of pressure, and you have to be able to handle that pressure. And I think Carey was always been comfortable around it. He had to go through, like everybody else, to, some ups and downs early in his career, but there was no doubt that he had the talent to be a star. And right now, there's no doubt like he's one of the best. And I definitely the Olympics was probably the time where he realized that he can be one of the best, and he's been upward since then.
When you guys first drafted, when you were with the Habs and Carey came along, yep. Did you try to take that emotion out of him? Because I'm thinking back to early in his career with the Habs when he kind of did the mock, hey, boo me all you want, kind of in honor of Patrick Roy, the way he did it that one famous night.
Yeah.
I couldn't see Carey doing that now.
No.
How did that get out of his system?
I think he was just trying to mature. I think every player or every athlete has to go through it, whatever we say it or not, those kids come in at a young age now, and we threw a lot of money at them. We hope that they're, mature enough, but sometimes they have to go through a certain letdown a little bit. You have to kind of lose and have a slap or two. And I think, early in his career, he was doing good, but Yaroslav Halak was there. It was between those two guys, and I think, when they decided to pick Yarrow to be in net against Pittsburgh and Washington, having all that success, I think that was maybe a wake-up call for Carey, and from that point on, I think he's been awesome.
Guy, when you look at this Montreal Canadiens team, Ken and I and Glenn Healy were talking about this, the power play has not been very good.
Yeah.
To say the least, throughout the postseason. You've played, you've coached. What happens to a coaching staff and to a coach when there's that one area of the team that they need to fix? You can't bring anybody in. I mean, you can't go out, Marc Bergevin can't go out tonight and make a trade to address it. How do you address that situation as a coach?
Well, I mean, I think you get together and you look at video and tapes and, try to make the right choice. Sometimes it's not what you're trying to do is who you put on the ice to do it. That's not the right thing. You understand, power plays is a frustrating part of the game now. It's probably the most frustrating part. As you can kill eight penalties in a, out of 10, and you're doing great. But, you know, if you don't score 2 out of 10 on the power play, you're not doing great. So it's a stat that's really frustrating. I think now teams are a lot better at trying to figure out what the other teams or the opposition is doing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more guys now are blocking shots. You know, my days, I was probably one of the only ones.
Right.
And now, you know, you got five guys on the ice trying to block shots. So it's a lot of it is, you know, plan, practice, but you also have to have on the ice at times people with, you know, that can make plays. And, you know, I think the Canadians proved that this year. They're not a high-scoring team. So that's what they have to live. But, you know, you look at every team you play in the playoffs right now. We all have it sometimes before getting in the power play. So as long as they have, you know, carry in the net that can do his job, then, you know, at one point they'll figure it out. I think, you know, the first round is always the toughest one.
Mm-hmm.
Now that the first round is passed, I can see teams and players relax a little bit more,
right?
And we might see a little bit more better plays from different teams.
Guy, I love the matchup with Tampa Bay because the Habs swept Tampa Bay last year, but the Bolts are 5-0 against the Habs this year, and they outscored them 21-8 in the regular season. What did Tampa Bay figure out about Montreal to have that success in the regular season?
Well, I don't know if they just figure out what things with Montreal. I think they've done that all year. You know, I watched Tampa Bay a lot this year, and you know, one thing that can do, they could score goals. They have a lot of speed. Not only they have speed, but they have you know, talent. They have skills, and they can do things at high speed that most of the other teams can't do. And I think they took advantage of it. But you know, when you play in the regular season, you know, you play, you know, Montreal, Tampa in October, and then you might not see them again until December. This is going to be 7 games. It's going to be hard. And, you know, again, like Ottawa did that same thing to go through. I mean, how do you beat Carey Price 4 games out of 7? You might score 4 or 5 goals on him once, but I don't think you're going to be able to score 4 or 5 goals every game on him. So, you know, Tampa, if they want to win, is going to have to play defense. A better defense, probably, what, you know, like they did against Detroit. But that's one thing. Like, I've watched them, and like I said, like they could score goals, but defensively, they're not one of the best in the league, so it's going to be interesting to see.
I would think, too, in conversation with Guy Carboneau in Primetime Sports, Guy, I would think also if you're the Montreal Canadiens, and you're right, you certainly do have some offensive challenges, but it would certainly make things a lot easier if Max Pacioretty got going, wouldn't it?
Well, I mean, again, I mean, you look on the other side, too. It's in Tampa Bay, got Stamkos that had 43 goals this year and none in the playoffs. I think the first round for me, it's, you know, obviously, if you want to win the Stanley Cup, you get to win 4 or 5, you know, 4 hard rounds. But, you know, the first round, the way it's set up now with the rivalries, a lot of stress full time. I can see now those guys, not that, you know, okay, we won the first round and our season is over. Like, it, you know, we kind of saved our season. But I think they'll, you know, those guys are going to be a little bit more relaxed. And they'll be able to kind of deploy the full talent that they have. So I can see Max Pacioretty score, you know, more goals in the second round. And then, but it's also be true with Stamkos.
Guy, I'm thinking back to when you guys won in 86. You had guys like Larry Robinson and Bob Gainey in the room. Then when you won in 93, you had guys like yourself, Denny Savard in the room. Who are the veteran players in Montreal that, like you said, can calm this group down and be the leaders and really let these guys know what's at stake right now?
Well, you know, I mean, the NHL has changed now. You know, I think you have a lot of change through the year in one team. Not a lot of guys stay there for a long period of time. I think they have a guy like Sergei Gonchar that can be a calm, even if he, you know, he hasn't been there for a long time. I think, you know, Max Pacioretty, who throughout the years, I think he's become a leader. You know, I can see Andrei Markov, even if he doesn't talk a lot to the media, I'm sure he's well-respected in the room. I mean, you know, now I think it's you know, the experiences between within the group. I can look on the, across the room too. Tampa Bay is the same way. Not a lot of guys in Tampa Bay have won the Stanley Cup before, so you know, they're gonna have the same problem.